There's a special place in the hearts of New Yorkers who lived through 9/11 and were lucky enough to find themselves a few weeks later at an evening stage performance with the person I'm about to bring on stage. Reno was the first female comic to spread some truth and raw humor in the days after September 11th. Her show grew into a long-running one-woman play called Rebel Without a Pause, Unrestrained Reflections on September 11th. Reno also has a Bravo TV series, Citizen Reno, and an HBO special, Rage in Rehab. She's performing this Wednesday night at Bowery Poetry Club, a performance called Jesus Plus the Neocons. And that is, so you can go find her there, at 308 Bowery, just north of Houston, at 8 p.m. this Wednesday. I bring you Reno.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? First thing I want to say is these pillars are good. Because why? Because I got a very bad haircut. And perhaps there's something that can round it out with the pillars. You know, I can meld into the pillars. Mr. Rumsfeld isn't going to leave you. I'm not leaving. I'm not. Mr. Rumsfeld, he's reaching new heights of, what is the personality disorder that is his sociopathic lack of empathy, brute, sadistic, cold. He's a motherfucker. I think that's really, this is a guy who you must remember pushed all of the generals, all of the uniformed commanders aside. He always wanted to take responsibility. He always wanted to be up front. I don't know about taking responsibility. You remember when we went into Afghanistan, and every day he'd be on the podium and everybody would be so uncritical. Look at, boy, he's the best press briefer we've ever had, says the Washington Post, and on like that. And people were falling in love with him. You remember there was like a women's group or whatever the hell. You know, can you imagine this? What's his name's wife wrote a book about it? Midge Dechter write a book about Rumsfeld, the new matinee idol. Remember that shit, for Christ's sake? You remember that? And we had to listen the whole time. Because there's such a liberal bias in the news that we had to listen the whole goddamn time to him saying, never before in the history of civilization has a country dropped humanitarian aid on another country while simultaneously bombing it. Isn't that like eating on the toilet? And I remember when he was started saying that, and then the very next week, Ari Fleischer, you remember the snake? Ari the snake Fleischer introduced us to the reality that not only are we dropping humanitarian aid in the form of sandwiches that very often broke through people's homes, you know, but we were also now dropping Pop-Tarts over Afghanistan. Pop-Tarts! I mean, no toasters were we dropping. You ever have a Pop-Tart without it being toasted? You know, you're really, really stoned. You go into the kitchen and Pop-Tarts, without, you don't, you're starved. You're not going to eat them because they're just this Pop-Tart. Why were we dropping Pop-Tarts over Afghanistan? Well, we're trying to make them into the next consumers. And when you're in America, when you move to America, you'll be able to go to the Safeway, know exactly where the people who brought you this war, you can pay them back by buying their, not only that, but at the time it was estimated that one half of the population of Afghanistan, like 7.5 million people, were at the edge of starvation, so much to malnutrition, to the fact that if they would eat like a Pop-Tart, they would go into some kind of shock and die. So, if the bombs don't get you, the Pop-Tarts will. Thank you. This is Mr. Rumsfeld. And I just want to read a little clip from Bob Woodward, who we, had written off as just a complete ass-kisser. I mean, those last two fucking books, I mean, who? What? You know, just why don't you just not even bother to interview the people? Just write down their own version of their history, their own public relations crap, right? I just wanted to say also about Baghdad. You remember when we liberated Baghdad? We neutralized the Iraqis. We neutralized them. Wow. After all, what do they have? I mean, the Iraqis, they had sand. They could have thrown the sand at us. I mean, what the fuck? We liberated. We were such a butch group we were, you know. And you remember the day that Rumsfeld was up there, and there were pictures on the television of people looting the museum, right? Because, of course, the U.S. government went in there, put up the flags, and left. You know what I'm saying? Left the looters looting. You know, we have the authority to kill these people, but we do not have the authority to stop them from, you know, killing each other. Certainly not. That's democracy now. They get to fucking kill each other, no problem. All right, good. And there were all the pictures of the looters, and, you know, there were urns coming out of the museums, and there's Rumsfeld. He says, you know, the media is overreacting. I mean, look at that. They're playing the same piece of tape over and over and over again because they keep taking out the same pot. The same pot. They keep taking the same vase over and over. Come on. I mean, after all, how many vases could a country have? Well, none anymore, Mr. Rumsfeld. How many vases could... What are you, out of your mind? This is the birthplace of civilization, bitch. This is where history first started getting recorded. Right? The Mesopotamians, the Sumerians, the Assyrians, the Kleptomanians, I don't really know. The people, they went through the desert putting things in their pockets, I don't know. But, you know, that whole group down by the Fertile Crescent there, you know, remember, the crotch of the world. That was the first, you know, you big Christian, Mr. Rumsfeld. You know, that was the urn that Jesus drank out of, babe. Yeah, let's stamp that urn. Let's stamp that fucking Jesus urn. What is up with you, boy? This is the excerpt from Mr. Woodward's book, which is, I think, goes without saying, okay? I'll just read it. So, it's called State of Denial, right, Mr.? Again, the Iraq area, yeah. Okay, that's a dumb joke, a denial joke, yeah. Is that denial? Yes, it is. Okay, fine. But get your fingers wet. Okay, good. So, Woodward is in a conversation with Rumsfeld, okay? And he quotes this whole thing in his book. And he first tells Rumsfeld a quote from Vietnam-era Secretary of Defense, who looks like, you know, a cuddly teddy bear at this point, Robert McNamara. And McNamara's quote is, "Any military commander who is honest with you will say he's made mistakes that have cost lives." And this is Rumsfeld. Mm-hmm. So, and this is Woodward. Is that correct? You know, he's so, let's say, literal, Mr. Woodward, am I right? He goes, this is Rumsfeld. He says, "I don't know, I suppose that a military commander..." "Which you are," Woodward interrupts. "No, I'm not." "No, I'm not," the Secretary of Defense said. And Woodward says, "Yes, sir." "No, no, no, well... Yes, yes." Now Woodward's out of his seat, apparently, right? With his finger up and those flat A's, you know, from Illinois, Midwest, you know, and he's ticking his hand in front of Rumsfeld's face and says, "Yeah, this is the chain of command. It's Commander-in-Chief." I think he took that opportunity to giggle, okay? "Secretary of Defense, and then the combatant commander." And Rumsfeld is... Say that again? No, that's not what happened. He says, "Well, I can see a military commander in a uniform who is engaged in a uniformed conflict, having to make decisions in a uniform," that, as he's showing Mr. Woodward his nice new suit jacket, right? "Having to make decisions that result in people living or dying, and that would be a truth. And certainly, if you should go up the chain of command to the civilian side, to the president, and I suppose to me, you could by indirection, two or three steps removed, make that case. The term contemptible hypocrite comes to mind. The term war criminal is even more. I'd argue for all our accomplishments as a human race, we're really more like a human standstill. I got polled the other day, first time I've never been polled, although I'm brimming with pollable ideas. And they asked, was I concerned about the direction our country is headed? I said, well, yes, I am concerned about, in fact, headed, I don't even know if that's the right word, so much as acid. I'm concerned that our country is headless, really. Headless with a gun. And you know, I don't know that much about myself, people, but I know I should not have a gun. Because I am a volatile little motherfucker, and I am pissed off.